sister.
It's a good day.
My love.
Friends and colleagues, welcome to House Judiciary, March 20, 2009. We'll be opening a public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2981.
Yeah.
Council, please. You want to read the...
House Bill 2981 requires the Interim Judiciary Committee to study and recommend changes in occupational licensing laws to encourage employment for persons with criminal convictions and declares an emergency.
Representative Cameron, please state your name and county you're from, please, and begin your testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Representative Kevin Cameron, House District 19, South Salem, Almsville, Turner, and I'm honored to have a huge group of people here today to testify with me on House Bill 2981. You didn't think that was funny.
Welcome to my world, Representative.
Members of the committee, there's I think every member of the committee, but maybe the distinguished chair has signed on to this bill.
I think I'm missing as well.
Yeah,
but that was because you probably didn't make it by.
We probably are. This bill, basically, this is one in a series of seven bills that have been introduced on behalf of trying to really take a look at the reentry issue that we have in the state of Oregon and helping people that have committed mistakes in the past, have gone and served their time, to be able to come back and have another chance at life and being successful in life. And I want to thank this committee for the passage of three of those bills already to help people have a second chance. This bill basically would require us to study all the licenses and there's certain licenses that are prevented from being obtained if you have a felony record. And I'll just give you one example of a barber's license. I think in the old days, because of, you know, a straight edge and probably something that happened with that straight edge, I'm sure every law is made for a specific reason at the time, and maybe there's an opportunity to review some of the licenses that people are prevented from obtaining because of a past mistake they've made that maybe have good reason to be able to obtain that license today. So I just think it's really good that we look at that, and this asks to just study it and see if we can make some recommendations to some of those license procedures in the future that people would have a chance to come out and be a contributing member to our society.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for that testimony,
support.
Representative. Any questions? Representative Barton.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Representative Cameron, I just want to say in front of this vast audience we have, you know, again, this is you've done a whole series of bills on point. I think five now in front of this committee, one in front of Business and Labor, and unfortunately, one of them didn't work out this session, but hopefully. But I honestly, just if you look at the whole body of work you're doing, I really appreciate it and respect it, and I want to thank you for doing it.
Hey, you're welcome, and I want to give that credit. A lot of that credit goes to Marion County. Does tremendous work here with the resources that we have, and Commissioner Carlson and the group that she put together, and it goes back to Representative Krieger and the meth task force that was created here, and the things that have flowed from 2005. This is another example of that, and I just listen to people and make sense to do these right things.
Follow up, Mr. Chair, and actually at the risk of just hamming it up now at this point, you know, there was, again, so the vast majority, I believe five of the six went to this committee that I've yet seen, one went to Business and Labor, and just for those who did not have the pleasure to watch your testimony there, because it's actually stuck with me, I remember it specifically, and in fact I remember your specific words. You talked about how it is a function of grace and mercy, and how this is appeals to the better side of our society, and that we can be better at this. And anyway, the language you use actually really has stuck with me, and I wish that the members of this committee could have seen it. It was genuinely moving.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I'm sure it's on tape someplace.
Any other questions by the committee, please?
For $9.99.
Representative Cameron, we talked about, I mean, this is a good idea. I've had experience in Central Oregon. A friend set up transition housing for women coming out of prison and how hard it is for women to, you know, she talked about what to dress and how to, you know, improve their appearance so they can go out and find a job. So all this stuff is good, and we support that. You're asking that the interim committees, we study it and do. So is that, are you looking for a work group, or should we have had a work group, or are we just going to ask that it be a subject of an interim committee agenda?
The way it's worded here is that the interim judiciary committee would probably look at it. If that means that we want to assign a sub-work group, I don't know if it spells out. It does say who some of those people should be in the work group, so yeah. I don't know the technicalities, Mr. Chair. I don't know the technicalities. I just want to get the job done. That's what I always say. However we can get there.
Okay, Representative, I would suggest maybe we bring it back with a work session, then you maybe think about, do you want to have a work group assigned, or is it just want to be an agenda item, and we can do that. But thank you, Kevin.
Mr. Chair, I am open to the committee's ideas on how we most efficiently accomplish what the purpose here is to really take a look and at maybe some of the obstacles and roadblocks that we as a body, maybe not this group here, but have put up in the past, or maybe by rule that have been made that slow things down from people being successful.
Thank you very much. And the chair asked that we just do the hearing today, and so we'll close the public hearing and possible workshop.
We don't have a fiscal statement.
So we'll close the public hearing and possible work session.
Sure. We have.
Paul, do you want to testify?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I knew I had a fan club somewhere.
They're watching. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, I'm Paul Snyder, representing Association of Oregon Counties. And although we have not taken a position on House Bill 2981, we do have a Public Safety Steering Committee which has adopted principles and which our organization has adopted. And this bill is very consistent with what those principles represent. The thought here is to give people who have done their time, paid their dues, an opportunity to become functioning and positive members of the society without creating unnecessary roadblocks. There are some offenders that would not qualify and should not qualify for certain licenses, but the vast majority of them in most cases should. And we endorse the concepts behind House Bill 2981.
Thank you very much. Any questions, committee? No questions. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Okay, any other public testimony on this bill? Okay, do it. Okay, so we'll close the public hearing and possible work session on 2981. Chair Barker had some dental surgery today or dental meetings. He couldn't be here. We had four bills. He apologized, and Shannon, because there were originally four bills, but we had to pull them off, so there was only one bill. So unless there's anything else for the committee, we will stand adjourned.